KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A legislative push to place the Ocheti Chacoin Essential Understandings, or OSEUs, in every South Dakota school has died on the Senate floor. Lawmakers say now is time to change course. South Dakota Public Broadcasting C.J. Keene has more.
In what represented a relatively strong push to mandate the program in the state, the proposal was ultimately trounced on the Senate floor on a vote of 7-28. Many of the no's were from lawmakers concerned with potential changes to education and the qualifications of educators to teach these lessons. Lower Buell Republican Senator Tamara Grove said it was a challenge to sit through the vote.
Just being really vulnerable, it was very personal, and you're not supposed to get attached to your bills like that, but I did, and so it was a hard loss. But I'm okay. That kind of compels, you know, like it just compels you forward, and so that is why I'm not quitting.
Grove says she believes in the OSEUs and their power to improve state-tribal relations.
My mind was on like the exchange students kind of theory of if you know people from across the waters, right, you're less likely to go to war with them. A big part of the divide in the state of South Dakota is because we don't understand each other. We don't know each other.
That sentiment was echoed by Oglala Lakota Democratic Senator Red Dawn Foster.
If you talk to college students till this day, they will say that they weren't aware that there were 9 tribes within the state's boundaries of South Dakota, and how the state boundaries became a fact, and that the fact that the reservations and tribal nations supersede the state as well as the, you know, federal government. So how can you know your neighbors if you don't know the history?
Grove says she's now working on a non-legislative push via the Department of Education to further incorporate the OSEUs into schooling. I'm SDPB's CJ Keenan Pierre.
Native Americans needing help with addiction and substance abuse have an option opening this month in the town of Sheridan, Oregon. KLCC's Brian Bull reports on the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde's new residential treatment facility.
Turned out just amazing. We did a blessing ceremony on Friday.
With dark wood decor and soothing tones of gray and green, the Main Street Recovery Facility is spacious and calming. Operations Director Jennifer Worth shows where clients will sleep, meet, do chores, and get wraparound services.
Having full access to counseling, group, case management, any other hands-on services that a tribal member may need.
Worth says any Native American 18 or older can be helped here if they are medically stable and beds are available.
Other things we're working on, hopefully adding a sweat lodge in the back.
Kelly Rao is the executive director of Tribal Health Services for the Grand Ronde. She says like their opioid recovery clinics in Salem and Portland, the Sheridan facility integrates Western medicine with Native practices.
Culture is medicine for us, making sure that we don't lose sight of who we are as a people and how we want our tribal members, as well as other Natives, to feel that they're part of something bigger and that we're here for them.
The recovery center will be taking a few clients next week. Up to 18 beds are on site in an area adjacent to the Grand Ronde Reservation. Part of a major $6 billion opioid settlement helped fund the Main Street Recovery Facility. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Martin Heinrich have reintroduced legislation for essential veterinary services in tribal communities. The bill authorizes the Indian Health Service to provide services to domestic animals. The legislation aims to address the overpopulation of stray and abandoned dogs in Indian country, which the senators say is a significant public health and safety issue. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing millions of dollars of scholarships to Native students every year. Applications are accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org or by phone at 800-766-FUND.
Enbridge strives to be a good steward of the environment, a safe operator of essential energy infrastructure, and a good neighbor. More on Enbridge's Indigenous Reconciliation Action Plan at Enbridge.com. Enbridge proudly supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
We see the kinds of cuts that are being floated over on the House right now could be devastating to Alaska.
Senator Murkowski reacts to a U.S. House budget that would lead to big Medicaid cuts. From Alaska Public Media, this is Statewide News on Alaska News Nightly for Wednesday, February 26th. Good evening, I'm Casey Grove. Also tonight, state lawmakers propose new revenue measures to address a large budget deficit.
We want to get this on the table and start to have a debate about how we're going to close this $536 million deficit.
Those stories and more tonight on Alaska News Nightly.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
You can make a difference in the lives of Alaskans. Every year, hundreds of nonprofits provide warm meals, safe places, and resources to hundreds of thousands of Alaskans. By supporting Alaska's nonprofits when you apply for your PFD, you're giving more opportunity, more hope, more chances. This year, make more possible with the click of a button. Don't forget to give via PicClickGive when you apply for your PFD. This message sponsored by PicClickGive.
The U.S. House last night passed a spending blueprint that would extend tax cuts and almost certainly reduce Medicaid, the government insurance program for low-income families, pregnant women, and others. Alaska Congressman Nick Begich, like nearly all Republicans, voted for the House budget. He was not available for an interview today. On the other side of the Capitol, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is telling Senate leaders that the House budget cuts to health care programs would hit hard in Alaska, where one of every three residents is insured through Medicaid.
Our assessment of it is that the impact, once again, to Alaska, if we see the kinds of cuts that are being floated over on the House right now, could be devastating to Alaska. So I'm doing my homework on it and getting good, solid numbers, but I'm alerting folks that this could be very problematic for us.
At an entirely different capital, the Alaska State Capitol, lawmakers from both parties said cuts to Medicaid could exacerbate a budget deficit that's already estimated at more than $500 million between this year and next. House Finance Committee co-chair Andy Josephson, an Anchorage Democrat, says Alaska is especially dependent on Medicaid.
We believe that the cut to Alaska, under the numbers best known at this time, would be $1.15 billion, and that as many as 60,000 Alaskans, and I suspect more, would fall off the rolls.
The U.S. House budget does not specifically make cuts to Medicaid, but it instructs the House committee that oversees Medicaid and Medicare to find at least $880 billion to cut. And budget experts say it's impossible to do that without reducing health care coverage. Cuts to Medicaid would require states to make up the difference or reduce coverage for beneficiaries. Murkowski says other spending vulnerable to House budget cuts are the subsidies available through the Affordable Care Act that help families buy health insurance. She says it's costly to have more uninsured people.
What?
Yep. Oh. Yeah. I really watched that travel, man.
Back here, there's a little opportunity here for you to getting it back.
Oh, wow. Oh, here comes, there goes Misty, all the way. Oh, oh, what a rejection. Wow. That was a crazy good rejection. Oh, wow.
Definitely having technical problems again. I have no announcer. I don't get it.
That was impressive. What? I almost thought that shot was going to go in. Oh my goodness, what a play by Starling. She just saw the play. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, and the foul. Wow.
Number four powers up on the right hand post. Wow. Which then gets the 2 points and draws the foul against Miss Wing.
Oh, my goodness.
19-17 in favor of Miss Wing.
Wow.
That's possible by both these teams, with New Streethawks really coming in strong.
Yep.
Roll it out. That can come longer than the rebound. Boom.
Newstu is really having some kind of a style of game they're playing right now.
450 left to go here.
Wow. Oh, she does not like what she sees.
Standpoint's down by four now, 21-17. I think the Eagles looking for a little bit more intensity on the court.
Well,
physically looking for the place to have a little bit more energy.
Well, for my experience for regionals is that it's all about the intensity. You have to figure out like what plays is going to work, what 3-point shots is going to fit and fall, and what defensive style is going to work. So if I'm the player or a coach, you're going to need to find it everything. Find like what style and defense and shot is going to go. All right, here we go. Wow, that's good. That was good defense. They did a perfectly good job.
419 left to go here. Standpoint from the board.
There goes. Presses. Oh, my
my goodness, what a victory by Charlotte.
That was big.
Oh my goodness. What?
I'll come back with a three of my own.
Wow.
Misty says, I'll take it.
Morgan, I'll smoke the ball out. Oh, okay, I'll see if I can fix that, okay? Are you back on standpoint? KSCP, I mean? All right, I'll fix it. We'll get her. I got you. We'll fix it.
Boy, I talk about problems tonight with what's going on. I get no sound at all now. I got a hold of Austin. He said he'll fix it, but we still don't have anything. So just stay tuned, I guess. Last I checked, the score was 17-21. It looks like 7 points ahead, so I was waiting.
Fortunately, the influenza rates in Alaska are a little bit lower than what we're seeing in the lower 48, but they're still elevated. In fact, they're at their highest level that they've been at all season, according to our trend data.
McLaughlin says the current rates have almost reached the peak of last year's flu season, but they are still well below the peak 2 years ago. He says it's very difficult to predict from season to season or even month to month what will happen with influenza. And he says, we don't yet know why the rates are so high this year.
It could be that influenza vaccination coverage rates are lower than they have been in past seasons. It could be that we're seeing a slightly more virulent strain. The other possibility is that the flu vaccine itself is not as effective this year as it has been in recent years.
He says Alaskans older than 65 and ages 0 to 4 are at the highest risk of severe flu illness, and those with underlying medical conditions. He says Alaskans can protect themselves and others from the flu by washing hands frequently. If you're sick, you should stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever goes down. And he says the flu shot helps prevent transmission and reduces the chance of severe illness for those who get it. The case of a Somali asylum seeker in Alaska who's been caught up in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown has provided a rare look at how immigration proceedings work in the state. 27-year-old Roble Ahmed Salat is one of about a half dozen people Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials have detained in Alaska so far this year, according to reporting by the Anchorage Daily News. Daily News reporter Michelle Terrio-Boots says Salat's journey to Alaska began in 2022, when he crossed the U.S. border with Mexico.
He went through the asylum proceedings process without an attorney and not having full English. He was denied for his asylum claim. But there was a problem. Because Mr. Salad is from Somalia, the government said we can't realistically deport him because right now we don't have relations with Somalia and we don't have assurance that if you deport someone to Somalia, you're not sending them back to a dysfunctional and dangerous place. So they said, you're on this something called supervised release. Check in over a year from now.
So they just gave him like a court date.
Yeah, basically. They gave him a court date. They said, show up in San Antonio, Texas on December 18th, 2024. And so in the interim, Mr. Salad moved to Alaska. He found a job at an Anchorage assisted living facility. He found an apartment. He set up a life here. And he did, in fact, go fly to San Antonio, Texas to do that in-person check-in with his immigration supervision. Fast forward to the Trump administration takes over, and there's a broad immigration crackdown that the president has made a lot of. And there have been no more than about half a dozen people picked up in Alaska since the beginning of the year. Mr. Salad, I believe, was the sixth person.
Gotcha.
And what his attorney argues is that because Mr. Salad is from Somalia, you can't deport him because he's also eligible for something called temporary protected status. There's a list of countries where people are eligible for something called TPS, temporary protected status, which basically means they cannot be deported because their country is too dangerous or unstable for them to go back to. Somalia is on that list, though Trump has been pulling countries off that list quickly. Like Haiti was on that list. It's not anymore. So Mr. Salad, before he was arrested, he applied for this TPS. And that is the crux of the argument of why he cannot be deported, according to his attorneys. Because if he's in the process for this TPS status, they can't kick him out of the country while that's pending. And just a few days ago, a judge agreed that he cannot be deported because he has a potential temporary protected status claim.
And those other folks that we know have been detained, do we know at this point if it's gone beyond that, or that's kind of a mystery because of what you just described?
I don't know for all of them. So there's a few things that could happen. Some people can get bonded out, and I do believe that has happened in a few of the cases, though I'm not precisely sure how many. Or people would be held at the Anchorage jail through that deal that the state has with ICE, and then transferred to Tacoma, Washington, generally, which is the main detention center for kind of the Pacific Northwest region for immigration detention. And from there, there are a number of paths, a number of hearings that people would have before they would necessarily be deported. And that's kind of where you tend to lose the thread, is when people go into that big secondary place, they're out of Alaska, it becomes really hard to know what's become of them.
You know, we're still just in the second month of the second Trump presidency. And people like this, like Mr. Salad, might seem like low-hanging fruit or something. Like, they're on this list. It's easy for ICE to, you know, find this guy that has been ordered deported. But it seems like there's probably more folks, more immigrants in Alaska than that, more than that half dozen. Are other people worried, or are the attorneys worried that this is going to grow in scope?
I think there's a tremendous amount of fear and worry, and also misinformation, rumors. And I wish I could say with any certainty, oh, this is who ICE is targeting, this is how they're connecting their operations. I don't know that. I don't know that anyone knows that. Nationally, the Trump administration has made a big point of saying that they're trying to deport, quote, the worst first, people with really serious criminal records, violent charges against them. To my reporting so far in Alaska, I have not, and again, this is a small sample size of people. We're talking a half a dozen people, but that has not been the case in Alaska, where people have had serious or violent criminal charges that have been visible to me in the state system. So that's hard to say. I think that one thing to watch is that temporary protected status. People from certain groups that have that status right now, if that status is taken away, that may make people more vulnerable to deportation. And that seems to be changing. All of this seems to be changing almost minute by minute.
That was Anchorage Daily News reporter Michelle Theriault-Boots. You can read her full story about the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in Alaska at ADN.com.
Alaska News Nightly is brought to you in part by
GCI, keeping schools and students connected across the state with a resilient and redundant network. Details at gci.com/education. How does Alaska's land fund community services for Alaskans with behavioral health conditions and developmental disabilities? Through the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The Trust Land Office manages 1 million acres of lands to maximize revenue generation, with earnings supporting millions of dollars in trust grant making each year to help improve mental health outcomes for beneficiaries statewide. More at alaskamentalhealthtrust.org. This message sponsored by the Alaska Mental Health Trust.
Kotzebue's drinking water is again facing issues with manganese levels. As KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports, a recent manganese advisory is the latest in the community's ongoing water woes.
The city of Kotzebue issued a health advisory Friday for manganese levels in the community's drinking water. The advisory said manganese exceeded levels set by the Environmental Protection Agency for infants under 6 months old over a three-day period last week. The city recommended not giving tap water to infants or mixing water with baby formula, and to consult a doctor about individual health concerns. The city could not immediately be reached for this story, but according to its statement, the treatment plant is not reliably and consistently removing enough manganese, and it would likely take 4 months to resolve the issue. The city issued similar warnings about high manganese levels in 2023, and last May, Kotzebue's manganese levels were the highest on record. Although manganese is important to humans in trace amounts, the EPA says high levels can have lasting health effects. Last month, the city issued an alert that said Kotzebue's drinking water had exceeded the maximum levels for disinfectant byproducts over the last year. Exposure to these chemicals over several years has been linked to liver, kidney, and nervous system problems, as well as an increased risk of cancer. The city said it was working with the lab.
Alright, ball now in the hands of Moose 2, Hawk off that turnover. And Sam Points has been really struggling with these turnovers. They're down by one with 5 minutes left to go here in this game. Moose 2 on the outside. High intensity here for Sam Points. Good pass to the post. Oh, there you go. Ball picked up by the Sam Point. Morgan. Ball tipped up the hands of Moose 2. 4:47 left to go here in the game. Sam Point down 28-27.
No, they're going to really need to start scoring against somehow in this game.
Oh, man, just a lot of respect here for New Seahawk Eagles. They have come in playing an incredible game of basketball today.
Right.
Sam Point will throw in underneath their own basket. Again, trailing by one. 4:47 left to go here.
A little miscommunication right here.
Yeah, a little communication here. Precious drives in.
Ooh.
Nice deflection.
Wow.
Another fast break there now from Moose 2 Hawk. Pass behind the defense. Sandpoint transitions well on defense. Ball goes loose, out of bounds. Moose 2 ball.
Well, they're really getting these deflections so quickly and so fast.
Yeah. Nice defense there by Sandpoint, knocks the ball loose, but Moose 2 recovers quickly. 4.5 minutes left to go here in this game. Moose 2 with the ball on the outside. Hard pass across.
Wow, what a really good ball.
Oh my goodness! Fast break.
Thunderstick's got the steal, and she's going all the way.
Oh, good layup. Sandpoint up by one now.
Wow.
Great steal.
That was a big play they needed.
Yep. Sandpoint now up by one, 29-28. Good play there by Morgan Gunderson. Morgan looking for another turnover. Applies the pressure.
Oh my goodness.
Morgan almost steals it again. Moose 2 with the ball.
Oh!
Travel. Good defensive pressure forced that travel. 29-28 now. Sandpoint with the lead.
We still got 3 minutes left.
3 minutes, 44 seconds left to go here in this game.
Oh my goodness.
Morgan gets the no-look pass from passed into traffic. Back outside. Quick passing. Outside. Precious for three. Oh! Huge three-point shot there by Precious.
Wow!
Sandpoint up by four. New Seahawk with the ball. Sandpoint's really up their defense here in the fourth quarter. Morgan, putting on top of the key. Passed in, nice shot.
Oh my goodness!
New Seahawk with that huge shot.
Wow!
Great job by New Seahawk. Charlotte, Precious for three again. Can it go?
Oh my goodness!
3-point shot goes in by Precious Kamenaga. 35-30 now in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Go ahead, lay it by yes. And a timeout called.
Wow.
2.5 minutes left to go here in the game, and Sandpoint really ratcheted up there in the last couple minutes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm just in shock what they just did, man. That was insane.
That was tremendous turnaround by the Sandpoint Eagles. New Studio Hawk has just really been controlling the pace of this game pretty much the entire way. Sandpoint's been playing catch-up, and here in the last few seconds, Sandpoint went on a tear of 7 points. 37-30 now the score.
I just gotta say, man, Precious, oh my goodness, yeah. 2 3-pointers. Those were big, crucial 3 points you needed.
Yeah, 2 big 3-pointers there by Precious Kamenaga. Really was able to give Sandpoint the lead. And we'll see what happens here. New Studio Hawk has played an incredible game. They're really controlling the pace all the way. And Sandpoint has been able to kind of turn it around a little bit here and kind of start building the game that they wanted to play. But, you know, New Studio has kept things going just the way they want to go. I know that they're going to be in this all the way to the end. I can't wait to see how this ends.
Oh, I know. I feel like I've just got really got 2 minutes left, man. This is insane.
Yep.
Anything can happen.
Great game here. Now, game one of the Region 1 tournament here. New Studio Hawk and Sandpoint. Both teams are Lady Eagles, and New Studio Hawk has the ball, trailing by 7.
All right.
And here's the difference right here. Morgan on the top. Oh, 3-point shot.
Oh, my.
Goes in.
Just like that.
Huge 3-point shot by New Studio Hawk. 4-point lead now for Sandpoint. Sandpoint to break the full court press. High intensity here from New Studio.
They're really settled down now.
Sandpoint, big cross. Precious outside. Morgan wide open for three. And is off the top of the rim. No good.
Wow.
Rebound goes to New Studio. Sandpoint up by 4 with 2 minutes left to go in the game.
Oh my God.
Long three.
Boom.
Does not go in. Morgan, fast break. 2-on-1. All the way, jump stop. A little too hard. Charlotte tips it out.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to be crazy, but Sandpoint, you have the lead. You can just settle down just a little bit.
You know, it's hard to say, but...
I know.
1:43 left to go in the game. Sandpoint up only by 4, and New Stu has just been making incredible shots.
Oh, and there's the steal.
Sandpoint with the ball now.
Right.
And as you said, they're slowing down.
Yeah, they can slow down. Oh, my goodness.
1:29 left to go here in the game.
Wow.
37 for Sandpoint, 33 for New Studio Hawk. Incredible game.
Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, my gosh.
New Studio Hawk just playing an awesome game of basketball. Sandpoint coming back strong here in the last minutes of the game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting nervous chills right now.
Boom. Here's number 4. Passing it into the top key. Knocked out by Misty.
And Gunderson.
Trying to get the fast break.
Oh, good.
It's a layup. Morgan with the 2-point layup. 6-point lead now for Sandpoint. Less than a minute to go.
All right. Morgan.
New Stew floating from outside. No good. Precious Kamenaga gets a rebound. Sends it out to Morgan.
And gets fouled in the back. Here we go.
Wait. Yeah, okay, foul against New Studio Hawk. 47 seconds left to go. Sandpoint's up by 6.
Wow.
Still a 2-possession game here.
They just need to get some stops.
Great job from both these teams.
Yep.
Charlotte gets the ball. Sandpoint looking to run down the clock. Mia. Cross to Morgan. Burning down some time. She's going to go all the way. Morgan pokes the ball out.
Wow.
Excellent defense there by Neustadt.
Man, two teams are on defensive mode. It's just insane.
Passing in her throwing basket. Neustadt gets it.
No!
Sending her to the line for two with 25 seconds left to go here.
But now
Neustadt has a chance.
This is the crucial one. Can you make these two and try to get a stop? And make, I don't know. It's tough. You got 25 seconds left.
And this is the player you want to be at the line. Number four has been shooting lights out here for Neustadt Hawk this game.
This
is the first one.
Man.
I wish she could have had Looks like we got a timeout by the Neustadt Hawk Eagles.
Yep. Timeout called here by Neustadt.
Wow.
Great game here in this first of many throughout the weekend. I think we're going to have 9 games total.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's nuts right now.
If you're in King Cove, come on down. We've got great food, lots of fundraisers, lots of fun. The rookies are coming up next. Big game coming up there for the rookies. Can't wait to see what they can bring here.
Bring to the table.
39-33. Sandpoint with a 6-point lead here. Neustadt, second of two.
All right. Here comes the one shot.
Puts it up. In.
Here we go.
Great shot.
They're going to really need to start pressure.
5-point lead.
Oh, my goodness!
Away. Four, quick of a shot. No good. Lindsey Marine gets a rebound.
Out of bounds
on Sandpoint.
Oh, my goodness, man.
14 seconds left. Sandpoint gives the ball over now to Neustadt, who is throwing it right to the basket. Inbounded.
They got to get a quick
score now.
Shot up.
Oh,
back iron, no good. 7 seconds. Sandpoint needs to not foul here. 4 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
It's in. Sandpoint's going to be able to hand it off. And
oh.
Sandpoint hangs on.
Wow.
3-point win. 39-36. That's 39-36.
Wow.
In favor of the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. But what a game. Neustadt Hawk came out real strong. Sandpoint holds on for the win. But man, that was how you want to see a tournament begin.
Yes, sir.
Austin Roof and Christopher Babcock signing off here for KSTP. We'll be back in 20 minutes with King Cove.
Okay, folks, you finally got some audio back. Yeah, toward the end of the game, 39-33, I think it was, and Sandpoint over Neustadt. So things are good. We have another game coming up at 7. Hopefully we will not have any technical problems. Only time will tell.
Why do you? Where do I touch when I need to so much in a rush? Wish you trust like I do. And I have tried to please her, oh yeah, much to my demise. Please say something to ease my mind. She gets quiet every time. Allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten, and she could care less. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten, and she could care less. And I yearn in return, I am burned. Confess, I'm a mess, and there ain't too much left. But if she asks for it, I'd give it in a minute. Oh yeah. And I have tried to please her, yes I have.
much to my demise. Please, please say something to ease my aching mind. She gets quiet every time, every time. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten. And she could get me yet. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten. And she could get me. And she couldn't care less. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten. And she couldn't care less. Hello, allow me to introduce myself. I am smitten. And she couldn't care less. I'm a scat man. I'm a scat man.
Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, I don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, so can you. Everybody's saying that the scat man stutters, but does and never stutter when he sings. But what you don't know, I'm gonna tell you right now that the stutter and the scat is the same thing. Yo, I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Why should we be pleasing any politician? Reasons would try to change the seasons if they could. The state of the condition insults my intuition, and it only makes me crazy and hard like wood. Everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message to you. As a matter of fact, don't let nothing hold you back. If the scat man can do it, brother, so can you. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm the scat man. Repeat after me. It's a scooby-doo-scooby-doo melody. I'm the scat man.
back. I don't let nothing hold you back. The scat man can do it, so can you. I hear you all ask about the meaning of scat law. I'm the professor, and all I can tell you is while you're still sleeping, the saints are still weeping. Those things you call dead haven't yet had the chance to be born. I'm the scat man. Where's the scat man? I'm a scat man. Repeat after me. It's a scooby-dooby-scooby-dooby melody. I'm a scat man. Sing along with me. It's a scooby-dooby-scooby-dooby melody. Yeah! I'm a scat man.
That's when you came along. You showed me happiness. Baby, you are the best. I think you're different from the rest. And I will love you.
The feeling that we feel, tell me that it's real.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let love come just to pass us by. Try. It's all we have to do. It's up to me.
tonight. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. I keep drinking malted milk, trying to drive my blues away. Baby, you're just as welcome to my loving as the flowers is in me. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. Malted milk, malted milk, keep rushing to my head. And I have a funny, funny feeling when I'm talking all. Daddy, what?